From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Israel's leader spoke with U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday. Robert Berger's in Jerusalem with our report.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated President Donald Trump on the start of his term and thanked him for his deep friendship toward Israel. He also pointed to a key statement in Mr. Trump's inaugural address. Pointing to what he sees as a mutual enemy, Netanyahu said that he very much appreciates the new president's willingness to fight radical Islamic terrorism with full force. Radical Islamic terrorism is a phrase former President Barack Obama refused to use, one of the many differences of opinion he had with the Israeli leader. Netanyahu, who spoke at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, said there are many important things to discuss now with President Trump. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Syrian government and opposition delegates are gathering in Kazakhstan for peace talks Monday. The negotiations were expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. Their six-year civil war has claimed 470,000 lives, according to the Syrian Center for Policy Research. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal, just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. There is no word when Barrow will return. Barrow reaffirmed Sunday his plans to establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to shed light on widely alleged human rights abuses during Jammeh's rule, which began in 1994 when he seized power in a bloodless coup. This is VOA News. President Trump is due to meet today with the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, and sign a number of executive orders as his administration begins its first full week of work. The White House also says Mr. Trump will meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto at the White House on January 31st. During a staff swearing-in and ceremony, Mr. Trump spoke about the agenda for that meeting.
We're going to start some negotiations having to do with NAFTA. Anybody ever hear of NAFTA? I ran a campaign somewhat based on NAFTA, but we're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and on security at the border. And Mexico has been terrific, actually, terrific.
The president said he also plans to meet soon with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, as well as British Prime Minister Theresa May. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson, boasting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his picks to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. The confirmations of other nominees are proving to be more contentious. Donald Trump's U.S. presidency is just a few days old, but an ethics watchdog is ready to file a lawsuit against him for allegedly violating an obscure clause in the Constitution. The Progressive Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, says it intends to file the lawsuit Monday in federal court in Manhattan. The clause prohibits foreign powers, including governments, from giving payments or gifts to the president without the approval of Congress. According to the New York Times, which first reported the story Sunday, the suit is not seeking any monetary damages, but instead asking the court to stop the president from taking payment from foreign entities. Severe weather has killed at least 18 people in the southern United States, and forecasters warn of more deadly storms to come. The governor of the state of Georgia declared a state of emergency in seven counties that suffered deaths, injuries, and severe damage from the storms. President Trump spoke with the governor to express his condolences and offer U.S. government support for their recovery from the storms. And Samsung, South Korea's largest conglomerate, says an internal investigation has revealed that faulty batteries are responsible for the fires that hit its flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone last year, causing a nosedive in the country's profits and a serious swipe to its reputation. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.